Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
There's a powerful move of God taking place around the country in the midst of all of the church lockdowns and restrictions. We're going to be talking to a very special guest, Sean Foyt of Hold the Line Ministries. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, and joining me is Holly Mead. Sean, your ministry, Hold the Line, has many worship services that are taking place across the country called Let Us Worship. Tell us a little bit about some of these places where you have been. I saw some videos, aerial videos, where you went to Kenosha and Minneapolis and other places, and the contrast between the destruction, the burned out car dealership, versus on the other side of the street or nearby, people worshiping the Lord. What a contrast between light and darkness that you're able to be a part of around the country.
It really is incredible to see. You know, a verse that I really love right now is comes out of Hosea 2:15. Says, "I've made the valley of Achor a door of hope, or the valley of weeping a door of hope." And that's a big part of what we really long to see God do, is bring redemption to these devastated cities. And, you know, we've gone into Minneapolis there on the street corner 39th in Chicago, where George Floyd died, and the trauma and the intensity there, and we've brought worship and the presence of God and seen amazing things happen, people getting saved and healed, and incredible racial reconciliation take place. Same thing in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where, you know, it looks like half the town has been, wiped out, and entire car dealerships have been set on fire and rioting and destruction. And in the midst of that, you know, we've come in with worship, and we've realized that in these places of devastation, people are so hungry for hope, and they're ready to receive. They're ready to receive healing. They want to turn to God. And so it's been just a fun journey. When it going in Chicago, you know, the weekend before we came there, there was, I want to say, 63 people shot in Chicago. So a lot of violence. And we just rolled into South Side Chicago, a really dark area for crime, and set up in the park there and worshiped. And yeah, I mean, it's amazing how God can, in a moment with his presence, he can flip the script on a lot of these places of trauma and crisis we see.
But, you know, it's amazing, Sean, to see how God is using you as a vessel to lead these Let Us Worship events and to see a wave of revival across the nation. But I know he wants to use each of us in our way to share the gospel, to lead worship, to be a vessel for him as well. And I love a saying that you often say, be a voice, not an echo. Speak to us personally about that.
I think anytime you want to rise up and you know, bring a change or you know, go against the grain of the current narrative, you're going to have a lot of resistance. And I think that, you know, that's one of the things that we're not really taught that well sometimes in America, the whole pick up your cross and follow me thing. Like, it's just not something that we really embrace or understand. But I mean, in this season right now, I mean, yeah, the moment that we stood up, you know, and did not echo either the same narratives of the media or the same narratives of 2020 or whatever, you know, those things that a lot of times we just regurgitate because we see them or hear them, but really saying, God, what is your heart? I want to be your voice, you know, like John the Baptist. I want to be one that goes against the grain, crying in the wilderness to prepare the way of the Lord. And, you know, really when you take a stand and become a voice against the grain of the echoes, it's both thrilling and amazing and can be very intense at the same time.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I know that before you did the Let Us Worship, you've been in worship for a long time, and you were greatly impacted back in 2000 with the original call in Washington, D.C. And what's amazing is now being greatly impacted in 2000 at the original call in D.C., now a child of the call, with his own children, will return to Washington, D.C. 20 years later.
That's prophetic.
I mean, that's just an amazing storyline that only God could script. Now, you have an event that's coming up in Washington, D.C., and that is a Let Us Worship event, October 25. Tell us about that, and also how many, you've got a lot of other events between now and then as well that people can attend wherever they may be, wherever you're going to be around the country.
Yeah, we have quite a few things happening before then. We're going to be in Nashville, Atlanta, Charleston, South Carolina, several other places leading up to D.C., Portland, or Pittsburgh and Kansas City, I believe, as well. So, yeah, we're, but everything's really gearing up and focusing on the nation's capital. And we really feel like October 25th, it's a prophetic date, you know, Hebrews 10:25. Says, do not give up meeting together. And it just
that's
so
amazing.
Happens.
I never put those two connections together of October
25. Yeah, it just so happens our permit date is 10/25.
Wow,
so
that's amazing.
We've been using that verse quite a bit in
with
some of
churches.
Our church litigation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a great verse to use because it gives us rock solid theology to remind us that, you know, we have to continue to do what the church has been doing for 2,000 years. And we can't allow... You know, this is not the first time in history that we've had a pandemic. This is not the first time in history we've had government restrictions on the church gathering. And so, like, we have to return back and see, okay, what is our calling? What is our mandate as the church? What are we commanded to in the Word of God? And it's very clear in Hebrews, really the whole chapter of Hebrews chapter 10, to be bold and courageous and continue to do what we've always done. But yeah, we're excited about DC. We feel like it's going to be a moment that marks the nation for so many different reasons. But really a solemn assembly gathering together, lifting up the name of Jesus. That really is our agenda. 9 days before the election, I think, to gather and just say the government is on your shoulders, Jesus. We just really, really feel the weight and the wind on this. We're excited.
You know, Sean, how can we specifically pray? I'm sure there's going to be a lot of spiritual warfare for what you're doing. How can we specifically pray for you and your team leading up to Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, I appreciate that. We need a lot of prayer. We need prayer for provision and resources. We're trying to raise, you know, close to probably $500,000 to pull this off. So it's a... Definitely. And I don't know, for some people that might not be a lot, but for us, we've never done anything anywhere close to that, that cost. So, you know, there's that element. And then there's also just so many regulations, restrictions, so many hoops. You know, a lot of the cities that we go to, you know, we're just setting up outside in parks or under bridges or on beaches. You know, to do it in D.C., we had to really go through a process.
Yeah, we know.
Get the
all the red tape.
Yeah, and you guys know that. So it's just a lot of those details and red tapes, and we're looking through how many porta potties do we need and how much security and, you know, are there going to be protesters against it? You know, all those things. So it's a lot of logistics. And so, you know, we just need prayer and grace for that. And then really that just that the Lord brings the right people, you know, and that. And I feel like he will. I feel confident people are going to come in from across America to be a part of this.
And imagine you strength and endurance for you and your team. You've been doing a lot of events in a few days.
Yeah. So. You've been very much on the road.
Yeah.
In fact, one of the part of your team stayed at our house when they were in Orlando, and the one person, Gabe, who does some of your video editing, he stayed up until 4 a.m. Sunday morning to get the video from Saturday night edited, and he's been doing that. I know you all have been doing that. It's an amazing experience that we had in Orlando, and our guest is Sean Foyt. Hold the Line Ministry is his ministry, but he has a lot of different ministry outreaches, and the one that we're really talking about is Let Us Worship. LetUsWorship.us is the place to go. They also have a Facebook. You can go to Facebook for that as well, for Sean Foyt. And you can watch, you can participate live when these things are actually taking place. Sean Foyt on Facebook. LetUsWorship.us is where you can go for more information as well in terms of the upcoming places, the cities, and also October 25. in Washington, D.C. Maybe you can be there, and certainly you can participate in prayer and also financial support. LetUsWorship.us. You can also go to Liberty Counsel's website for more information, lc.org, lc.org. Continue to pray for the ministry of Liberty Counsel and the cases that we're representing regarding churches all over the country.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.